This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. This is how this guy reached us. And he's got a bit of a sexual tic. And if you have a sexual tic, or you've been with someone with a sexual tic,
sexual Tourette's,
you can share 1-855.
You got some involuntary movements there.
Jeez, I'm really.
Oh God,
Chuck, that is too much.
Sexual Tourette's. I've got sexual Tourette's. What do you want?
He can't help it.
Sex Tourette's.
That'd be a bad one.
Sucks,
man.
Sorry.
It sucks.
Okay.
Right.
Oh,
God.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's so embarrassing.
No. Yeah. Yes. Viagra.
1-855-954-6969. If you have a sexual tic, or if you've been with someone that has.
Okay, I guess explain what one of these is.
Okay, so this guy says, hey, just found your show. I'm in Florida. Love it. Hearing all the topics you cover, I'm wondering if any of your listeners have the same thing happen to them that I do. Every time after I finish, mm-hmm. either with someone or by myself, I can't stop coughing. Sometimes it's a small little coughing fit. Other times it's like I just ran for my life from a charging bear.
Jesus.
Wow.
My wife is used to it now, but it's always weird and it makes us laugh.
Oh, that would suck so bad.
How long does it last, the coughing?
He says it changes. Sometimes it's small, sometimes it's long. And she now says, like, don't die on me. I've never heard of anyone else strange thing happening to them, especially at such an awkward time.
Sounds like the guy coughs like James used to cough before he would hit a paraplegic man in a van. Don't bang while driving, then.
But what a dead giveaway anytime you did anything to yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm in the basement just coughing. That's terrible.
No, I'm good.
We have heard through the years, I thought, on the show, that there have been things that happen to people after, but I'm trying to think of what exactly.
I thought coughing might have been one of the things we talked about.
I don't remember coughing.
Yeah. Like, I
remember diarrhea.
There was diarrhea.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
So, but I think that spurred a conversation about different things that happen.
Yeah.
And there's laughing, there's crying. We've talked about involuntary crying.
Yeah, I think we did have a male worst.
Yeah.
Finale crier.
Yep.
Oh, and that is, honestly, I'd rather have a coughing fit than
every time. Like, I'll cough all over. Imagine weeping all over
someone. Oh, my God, that's horrible.
Oh, man.
That is horrible.
If it was all of those things at once, that would be bad.
I'm crying.
You made me feel so good.
So it could be worse.
Yeah, it could be.
Wow.
Yeah. This person does twitch super hard when he finales. He's kneed a girl in the face before, giving her a black eye.
Jesus.
Well, I guess we know what they were doing.
No, you do.
Kneed her in the face. She's down yonder. Someone else has the cough, the finale cough. So maybe it's a thing.
I don't know. Maybe
another one. I always cough after finishing, but only for a minute or two.
So you're not alone.
No.
You're not alone.
You're not alone.
Someone's like. It sounds like you have a heart murmur. Is there some kind of weird? Finale and cough, and you have a heart murmur.
That's a weird thing. I was wondering if he was like fat guy, because you get going.
Something.
Get yourself out of breath and start coughing or something.
Should he talk to his doctor about
it? Sex and heart failure.
Probably.
Just mention it.
Symptoms may include coughing of congestive heart failure, which the heart doesn't pump blood as well as it should. Yikes. Hopefully it's nothing to do with your heart, dude.
A downer.
That totally is a downer.
No, I know, but once I saw it, I'm like, oh, God, the one smart person's listening and has texted us.
Yeah.
And there's a warning that this guy really needs to follow.
Maybe that's good. It was meant to be. Then.
Yeah.
God, now I've got to talk to my doctor about my finale cost.
Well, you don't say that. You just say, hey, listen, sometimes when I'm...
After sex.
Yeah.
Right after sex.
I'm coughing. You don't have to be like, when I...
Yeah.
When I splash. Yeah. And the doctor's like, oh, show me.
Yeah.
Okay, relax.
Oh, man. This woman said a guy, speaking of sexual tics, a guy I hooked up with giggled when he finaled like a 4-year-old girl. Got me out of the mood so fast.
Oh, come on. You can't giggle. You can't giggle. Can't giggle like a...
That is bad.
Nope.
Oh.
Other people sneeze when they finale.
Mm.
Well, my dad is not, thank God, a sexual tic I'm talking about here. My dad sneezes when he's wasted.
Yeah.
That's his dead giveaway, right?
Yeah.
When he has uncontrollable sneezing fits.
Yeah. That's like
too much to drink.
One too many.
Yep.
And it happens right at that one.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like his dead giveaway, and he can't stop sneezing. Mm. He tries to hide it from my mom. Because he doesn't want her to know that he's reached his alcohol breaking point, but doesn't work. This guy said his girlfriend cried during sex this weekend. It was very confusing. Whew. That may not be a tic. That may just be...
Emotional damage.
Emotional damage.
Yeah.
Well, or like, doesn't want to be with you anymore. You know, but doesn't know how to tell you.
Yeah, that's a bad
Someone
a bad
says
sign.
Their sex tic is their toes curl so hard, their foot, and sometimes their calves will cramp up. Doesn't that
that's
happen to
common.
Most people?
I think that's common.
I think the only,
that's happened to me.
The only way you can actually finale is to tense muscles up. So that's what it is. It's a tensing of muscles throughout your body, and then it...
I've had the worst leg cramps where you're like, oh! You're finaleing and screaming in pain at the same time.
Yeah, you got to stretch.
Yeah.
I don't really stretch too much, I guess. Before
you gotta stay hydrated.
You gotta stretch and stay hydrated.
Other people, now that's a giveaway. They sneeze when they get horny.
That's a weird. That's a hard thing to talk somebody into banging when you're like, oh, yeah.
It's hard to do the show here with Andy around.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah,
I'd
right.
be constant. I'd be like, just shut my mic up.
Yeah.
You do sneeze a lot.
I do, yeah.
It's because this air's poison in here.
Yeah, it is poison.
They're trying to kill us.
Yeah.
That's the only place on the planet I sneeze. Okay, I swear to God, I don't even sneeze. I don't sneeze at my house.
No.
I don't sneeze with little bitties.
No.
I come in here and I got like, it's a cold. I'm like, what is the air poison? Like,
oh, I'm sure it's like full of radon. There's something. Like, there's something going on.
Like,
here.
We forgot to tell you, the morning show studio was built just with plutonium.
Yeah. Well, on top of it.
This person has a horrible twitch right after he finishes.
Hmm.
Well, the twitch is a normal thing, but if you're a twitcher, if you're a twitchy person, you almost have to, like, stop it before you do any damage to anybody. You know, because some people want to continue to do what they're doing while you're twitching.
Yeah, and you got to stop.
And you know, you can't control that.
Yeah.
And someone else said there is like exercise induced asthma, so that could be what's happening to him, the cough after sex guy.
But even that, I mean, so.
But why does it happen just when he finales?
If you're coughing every time you finale, like, you know, you have to go talk to somebody, right? Like, you're coughing every time. You know you have to go talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Because something's up. Like, that would have, you know. It might be the only exercise you're getting, and every time you do it, you, like, cough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you could be pushing yourself too hard.
Who knows?
Well, says he needs a sex oxygen tank.
Yeah.
Right by the bed.
That is.
You got that not sweet, sexy. Sweet little plastic tube going in your nose.
Well, people on oxygen have sex, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
They'd be banging.
I think if it's at that point.
I think if I have oxygen on, I think I'm done having sex.
Really?
No,
come on.
I think so.
I think, dude, I don't think you're having. I think that's like one of the last.
I think if you have an oxygen tank on and try to have sex, that's the day you die.
No, it can't just end.
No, that's the day you die.
No, what? No,
that's the day
you oxygen.
No, well, then they don't have sex.
It's probably just hand stuff. And stuff for self-pleasure.
I bet you're dead.
I bet if you a nurse walked up to a guy on oxygen and tried to give him a hand job, he'd die right there.
No, come on.
Dude, they're on oxygen for a reason. You know, like it's heart things. It's breathe. It's hard. It's lungs. It's they're not getting enough oxygen. And then all of a sudden you're raising everything up. Death.
Yeah. You're not worried about sex when you can't breathe.
Oh, exactly.
That's right.
Death by an HJ.
There's
a murder mystery.
Yeah. Guarantee when you can't breathe, the last thing you want is a BJ.
I think you're wrong. I think everyone always wants.
That's probably the way I'd want to go out.
I don't know. I mean, it's not the worst idea, but it is going to kill you.
Maybe I'm wrong. I feel like you could still have sex. Gentle sex.
You can't.
On oxygen. Crazy. Maybe you're just, someone's riding you.
I don't know.
You're
I'm not
getting
sure
enough oxygen, so your blood's not
Where are you going to find this person? Where are you going to find this magical person that's going to slowly ride you until you finish because you have an oxygen tank
that's
on?
Your partner.
I don't think so.
That's your partner, I assume.
Right to Craigslist.
Been with you for years.
Slowly ride.
To whom it may concern.
Gently ride me until I've been out.
Dave is crazy.
I'm a man on oxygen. I refuse
to believe that your sex life has to end because you go on oxygen.
But usually when you have an oxygen tank, you have so many other health problems.
Exactly.
It's not just that.
Exactly.
It's like you are a mess.
You're on oxygen. I mean, it's not good, right?
Dave's right, though. I'm sure they're still banging. You see people on oxygen that still smoke.
Right. So, they still go to Walmart.
Still taking their stuff.
They still go to Walmart.
I was driving home through the back area around here, and there was like a little old lady who was on her front lawn. It was about a 4x4 front lawn with tons of old lady stuff on it.
Mm-hmm.
She was sitting in a chair. She had the full-on oxygen setup. I was like, there's no way that chick's banging, guys.
Yeah, come on.
There's no way. She was outside just enjoying her last few moments of sunlight. That's the truth.
Yeah.
There's no sex.
I think that things are so bad when you're at the point when you're on oxygen that
it's so bad. It's not good.
So bad.
I don't think you're having any sex.
I know. No,
you're
no.
like, like everything.
I feel like if I was on oxygen, I'd just tell Amber to be gentle with me.
Oh God.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's the problem with Dave. Is Dave instantly puts himself like, what if I was on oxygen? What if I got on oxygen tomorrow? I mean, I'm never gonna have sex again. No, I won't.
You want to have sex? I don't think that
Until you can't.
And we've
breathe.
Seen you sick, and you're just like with a cold, and it doesn't seem like you'd want to have sex when you're
cold.
Well,
certain days, but if I'm on oxygen,
that's just the cold.
Oxygen.
That's just like a little stuffy nose.
Exactly.
Yeah. You got a head cold, it puts you down for a bit.
I don't know
how you're banging through the oxygen.
I don't know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Speaking of sexual tics, though, someone says that his wife has the cough when she finales, but it also is accompanied by her wetting herself.
Mm.
Oh, Jesus.
Ooh, that's like sex incontinence, right? Is sex incontinence a thing, or is it just incontinence?
No, it's just because of the cough. And is she older?
Oh, maybe.
The old cough and pee.
Yeah.
I thought he was saying that she, like, just when she finales, that happens.
No.
You know, like
a little, can't control her bladder.
Mm-hmm, right.
The cough.
This one, I'm a girl who has cried after sex, but only with my fiance. And it's a good kind of crying. Not bad. Just lots of emotion.
Here's the problem. Us guys, we don't know how to read any of that. You know what I mean? So you can say it's a good cry, but we only see it in the worst of ways.
Yeah.
You know, especially if a girl is crying and it's because of something that we did.
But if she says, hey, no, I'm just,
I don't believe you. I don't believe you. I'm like looking for the inside. I'm like digging down.
Yeah, you shouldn't be crying.
You know, I'm like, why are you crying?
I know, you try to analyze them.
Digging deep. Which one of your boyfriends made you feel this way?
This woman says, I'm a nurse and people on oxygen still have sex. I've walked into patient's room, caught them in the act. Someone else, my brother is on oxygen. When he was in the hospital, he banged one of the female nurses.
Well, there you go.
Oh, see, have you seen Fault in the Stars? The girl is on oxygen. She has sex. What the hell is gentle
what?
Sex?
She dies, though.
Well, a nice spoiler alert.
Well, I've never seen the movie, but I know that she dies. The movie's
what
about
movie?
A chick dying.
Fault in Our
it's
Stars.
It's the Fault in Our
I've
Stars.
I've never even heard of this
I've never
movie.
Heard
it's
of
like
movie
two
in my life.
Terminally ill people.
Is he terminally
fall in
ill?
Love. I can't remember. Horror. I don't know. I'm just. I have never seen it. I'm just.
I think just one of them is terminally ill.
Yeah, I saw one trailer, so everyone's
when
dead.
When did this come out?
All three. You guys know about this movie?
It came out a long time ago.
I don't know about it.
I don't know about it either.
When did it come out? With my kids, like. It was kind of depressing.
I think
but
it came out like 2010.
Yeah, it was the girl from that Divergent series of movies.
No idea who.
And she's in.
Yeah, I don't know her name. Though.
I don't know. I heard that it was incredibly sad.
But you can have sex on oxygen.
I haven't seen
well.
It. I haven't seen it. The same.
People are backing.
Oh my
you
god!
Up.
Did you see what the second thing was in that list when you? Go.
What are you talking about?
Start typing in that again. Erase
I
that.
I just typed the.
No, you put the fault in our star. Keep going.
What?
Oh, it's not doing it this time. It said climax.
The fault in our climax?
The fault in our star's climax. As you kept going, it erased other stuff.
So,
there must be a climax scene.
16-year-old cancer patient who meets and falls in love with a similarly. He did have.
Okay!
Okay, I didn't say he didn't. I just couldn't remember.
No, I'm just glad I knew something.
I thought there was only one terminally ill person.
A similarly afflicted teen from her cancer support group.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Who are these people?
Shailene Woodsley and Ansel Elgort or something. Elgort.
This is the weirdest.
She's in that show, that Big Little Lies or something, whatever it's called.
I know that, but.
I don't know. All I know is that the trailer was that they're both sick or whatever, and it's like, it's love, but you're dying. It's love, but you're dying. So then obviously.
So we're basing our facts off of this 2010 movie.
I guess, yeah. I mean, maybe movies are a little made up, huh?
Okay,
saying that.
Believe it or not, a heart doctor is listening right now. Plenty of people have sex on oxygen, he says. Working in a nursing home, they still have sex.
Really? Well, good, Dave. Your future is bright.
It's nice. It's like
if you ever
Hopefully,
I don't have to rely on oxygen.
But if you are, you can still have sex.
Hopefully, I also don't have to rely on having sex with a chick who's on oxygen.
Yeah,
man, that would start to suck. Well, this is all I can get.
It just seems like it'd take forever.
Maybe just put it to the side, the oxygen tank, and cover it up.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure, and it's like hissing in the background somewhere under a couple of pillows.
Some music really loud.
Yeah, music. Like get like a sexy cover for it or something, just something that blends in with the wall.
I just don't know how you can, disguise that oxygen tube.
The noise. Yeah, it's going right in your face.
The tube you can't disguise. I mean, maybe
it might
get
in the way.
If you're kissing and stuff, you're
like
getting
like right
real,
there.
Well, and also, it could explode.
You can't light candles.
You can't light a candle. Because oxygen will light them on fire. Every once in a while, an old person blows up because
they're on. Up with smoke right in their face.
Well.
They have like little mini oxygen tanks.
Portable.
I'm sure they do, yeah.
They have travel ones you can take on plane.
Because I see the
like a sexual tank.
Sexual tank.
You need sexual just a oxygen. Tiny sexual tank.
Yeah, I guess you do.
I would assume, Lise, that if you're going to have sex and you need oxygen, you go big tank because you don't want to... I don't want to, like...
You probably don't need a big tank.
I don't want to die.
Yeah, no.
How fast am I going through oxygen? Like, look, you got that thing on?
Well, I don't think you...
Yeah, it's like, all right.
Are we going to do this?
You're damn right we're doing it.
All right, get your penis out. Are you all right? You still with us? I'm mounting you now. All right. I'm going to go slow. All right. My leg. My leg. It's caught in your It's caught in one of your tubes. I can't get my leg around. Are you breathing?
You pinch up a tube.
I'm sorry. I'm off it.
Oh God. You better pinch up a tube.
Let's try the reverse cowgirl, I guess, maybe.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
See if this is going to.
Oh, no. I'm on. Are you all right?
This is a bad position.
Are you all right? Well, the thing's leaking now. I feel the cold air. I feel the cold air coming out of it.
That's not a candle you have lit in the corner.
Yeah, I figured we were...
No!
And that's how it ends.
They blow up.
Yeah, they died.
Just like that movie.
Is there the porn fault in with our oxygen star. Tank? Oxygen tanks? Is there porn?
Oh, guaranteed.
With
it? Oh my God. Guaranteed.
Lisa, that's weird.
Oxygen guaranteed because there's porn. So many old, young porn.
Yeah.
That they would have dolled it up with an oxygen tank. You have to.
Porno blooper with oxygen tank.
Well, I like the sound of that.
This is bam?
Bam.
Oh, right on the head.
You don't want to get zonked by it.
You don't want it to fall off the shelf and hit you on the head.
Oh, sorry, lady.
Hey, man.
Lisa likes a good porn blooper.
Oh, she does.
It made her laugh.
She does. That chick had an oxygen tank fall on her head.
These are the problems with an oxygen tank.
Here we go. Oxygen tank porn videos. I don't think that's what we're looking for.
No.
Asthma attack.
What?
Yeah.
I don't. Well, guys are into weird things, right?
Like, look at how weird guys.
There's a big girl with an oxygen tank enjoying herself.
There you go, yeah. Dave.
There you go. That's what you can get.
Come on.
You need oxygen.
Oxygen tank videos, porn. Come on.
Oh, now you're getting into the weird. You're getting into the weird. Well, you're getting into a very odd.
Massive turd! Why did it show a massive turd?
Well, that's what you do next.
Keep going down the page, and that's what happened.
Yeah.
There was septic tank sex. Oh, did you see that?
Oh, God.
No. What?
Yeah.
What?
Sorry, Lise.
Sorry.
It's not all bloopers, Lise.
Not all.
Oh.
Fun and games.
The craziest thing. Oxygen tank porn. I never even thought of those words together. Lisa was like, what if we combine oxygen tank
and porn? Wait a second. There has to be oxygen tank porn. There has to be.
I'm glad we did it just so she could see that oxygen tank hitting that lady in the head.
I know. I got her. Got her through the day, maybe.
She likes a good porn blooper.
She wasn't ready for that.
No.
I thought it was going to be some kind of small explosion of some kind.
Well, that would have been funny, too.
It just...
As long as no one was hurt.
Someone put a giant oxygen tank 10 feet in the air and it landed on a porno slut's head.
It sure did.
I don't know. I still think you could still have an active sex life and be... just fine.
Why do you think Vader was so pissed?
Yeah, he couldn't.
He couldn't have any sex.
Well, his wiener burned.
Could
he force boner? He could have a force boner.
Maybe
please.
He could. Like,
I bet he could.
His boner's just force.
Amazing.
Well, then it's whatever size you need it to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, it is.
Well, the big takeaway here from all this stuff is that you can still bang if you're on oxygen. So that's the good news.
Doctors. Said it.
Doctor said
if
it.
If they're really doctors.
Heart doctor. Heart doctor listening.
People claiming to be doctors said
right,
it.
Right, exactly.
Sure.
Yeah,
if you're on oxygen, don't take our medical advice.
Please seek advice of your own doctor.
Look a physician right in the eye and ask if you can have sex.
Ask your doctor before banging on oxygen.
Don't go by our text messages.
No. And listen,
advice,
and we can go around the corner and you can see this lady, if she's not gone already, enjoying her last 4 minutes of sunlight.
But she could still bang if she wants to.
Yeah.
Check with your doctor first, though.
I don't know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com.
Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
All right, here's a question for you quickly on the Dave and Chuck lines. Did something you did to your bits land you in the hospital?
Jeez.
I did it myself.
Did you have a bits emergency? And what was it? 1-855-954-6969. 1-855-954-6969. Because I bring it up because of this amazing story out of Seattle. Amazing and scary and terrifying all right. And all that. Two women were hospitalized after using a vacuum in an effort to make their periods end sooner.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was reading about this.
You can't do that.
Nope.
A Seattle nurse confirmed the desperate women, 19 and 23, went into shock this week after attempting a dangerous, it's apparently a decades-old technique known as menstrual extraction.
Stop it. No, it's not.
I've heard of that.
Thank God, Lise.
She even used her social media to say, ladies, please stop using your vacuum hose to end your period early. You're going to wind up sucking out a lot more than blood. Two cases so far this week of women having to be admitted, so just stop.
Like I take my shop vac and...
just try to get it all out of there?
Yeah.
I didn't think that's how it works.
It doesn't.
It's not.
It's not.
Yeah.
They said your period has a steady flow of its own for all intents and purposes. Your body can tolerate that. A vacuum increases the flow over 1,000 times. Your body cannot tolerate that, therefore sending you into shock. Menstrual extractions, which generally involve the use of a syringe and tubing, were common for years. Eventually, though.
So, like, you're talking about, like, flushing it out.
Yeah.
And they're just shoving a vacuum in there, turning
seems
it on.
Seems like common sense.
I think you'd suck all your insides out.
Well, you probably could, like, prolapse yourself.
Yeah. My God. Mm.
God. This is where we're at, though.
The internet and young people.
It's bad.
It's why, because what did they want to have sex that night? Or they wanted to, right?
Just like, be done with it, yeah. Just be done with it.
Get on birth control pills. They'll stop it for a while.
Other things you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Josh is with us here on the Dave and Chuck lines. What did you do to your bits that made you end up in the hospital, Josh?
Three times it happened. One time I put Icy Hot on my bits, and that was probably the worst pain ever. But then there was another time I was trying to beat my record, you know, in one night by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I got to 14, and when I finished, there was blood, so I had to go to the hospital.
Dude. Yep.
And then the third time, I was all messed up, you know, messing around with the lighter, lighting it for a really long time, and I dropped it on the tip and sealed it shut.
Oh.
He welded your tip together.
Yeah, the perfect shot.
Yeah, like I was in my boxers and I was just wasted, and that's what happened.
Yeah.
You got to stay away from your own junk, dude.
He does.
You are a menace to your own junk.
He is.
That's true.
Why would you put Icy Hot on your balls, by the way?
He probably didn't mean it.
I slipped in the shower and landed on. I was like 12. So I slipped in the shower, landed on him, and thought it would help.
Okay.
Oh, I think
so. It was an attempt to heal.
Yeah, attempt to heal. It won't.
No.
Dude, his junk's like Wile E.
He's been through a lot.
Sealed it shut.
Yeah, man, TNT.
A car hit it.
Yeah, a train. He painted a tunnel, and a train came through and ran it over.
He pulled down his pants one time, and there was dynamite down there.
Yeah.
What happened to your bits that made you land in the hospital? 1-855-954-6969 is the number. This person said that they can't call in right now because they're at work, but they wound up in the ER because they learned they were allergic to Monistat the hard way. Not to get into details, but yeah, patch test everything. What's Monistat?
It's the yeast infection.
Oh, so she just gave her hell up there?
Yeah, yeah.
And then had some sort of crazy allergic reaction to it?
You know, though, I never do that patch testing on anything.
I know they say to do it. But, I mean, I'm not shoving stuff up inside me either.
But even, like, when I decided to try Nair for the first time, they tell you to do, like, a tiny little... like a, it's on a tons of different things. I never ever do it.
No.
It's just pure luck that you don't
have like
roll
an allergy.
Dice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it the old tip and the zip? That's how they ended up in the ER.
That's terrible.
Sealed his wiener shut.
That guy, yeah.
Yeah, we welded it.
This guy jerked his meat with poison ivy.
Don't do that, guys.
Well, I don't think he intentionally was. I didn't think he grabbed some ivy and
not.
Was like... Didn't realize I had it when I did the deed. So when my dong and balls blew up over twice the size, I went to the doctors thinking it was an STD. Doc just said, hey, stop masturbating for a while.
I can't.
Gave me some meds.
Doc, I can't.
And swelling.
Oh. Stop.
Doctor's orders.
Can you imagine
stop
a
masturbating.
Doctor to saying that to you?
Stop touching yourself.
Please stop touching yourself, man. Rich.
He would tell me if I was honest with him.
What's up, Rich?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Doing okay, man. What'd you do to your bits to land you in the hospital?
So it was a buddy of mine. He put Nair on his stuff to shave it without a razor. And turns out he ended up sitting there in front of a fan for like half a day. And had to go to the hospital for it. They couldn't do anything about it.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, pretty rough one.
Yeah, some
can't leave it on there too long.
No, you can't. You'll get a chemical burn.
Mm.
But a bunch of us in here have used Nair, and we've just used it correctly. Mm. I may have let it linger.
I wouldn't
once.
Say I used it correctly.
James and I have.
I burned myself.
Technically, using it down there is not using it correctly
at all.
Yeah,
that's exactly
right. Yes, you're right.
You time it right, you can get the job done much easier than with a razor.
Yeah.
But if you leave it on too long, it burns and itches like crazy.
Yep. Yeah. Like I definitely lit myself almost right on fire. Definitely burned.
This one said, my boyfriend and I had a full day of sex, wigs, outfits, handcuffs, everything. Well, so he went out and bought cherry-flavored lube. We used it for a little bit, but then I started to get a pain in my stomach, and I had to pee, and then I was peeing blood.
Oh, my God.
Turns out I had a reaction to the flavoring/color and was rushed to the hospital and had to explain what happened. Had a horrible infection after that.
See, that's just it. You don't know. Like, there's a million different products, and they're always like, hey, if you read that bottle, it's like, don't just shove cherry lube in yourself without giving it a test.
Give it a test. I mean, that's on bottles of cleaner that you spray this in a test area first, especially when you're putting stuff in your body.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, my God. I slid down a wooden handrail at an amusement park and caught a one-inch piece of wood in my ass.
Oh, well, thank God it was just your ass.
It traveled 2 inches in and needed to be surgically removed.
So was it a bullseye?
I doubt it.
He said it traveled.
We're talking about bits, right? So
thinking
B-hole bullseye?
I don't know. To traveled. Get right on my B-hole, sliding down a wood.
But unless you're sliding, like, you're straddling it sliding down.
Yeah, he probably did. I'm hoping it's his butt cheek.
And not his B-hole?
Traveled 2 inches into his butt cheek.
Something travels 2 inches into your butthole, you might as well just check out.
Yeah, splinter.
Talking about what happened to your bits that made you land in the ER, someone said I had an ingrown hair down there that caused a boil. I had never had one before, so I had no idea what the lump was. It was Christmas Eve. It was so painful, I had to go to the emergency room. They lanced it off, but I still have a scar on my vagina from it.
I don't know why I thought it was a guy.
I thought it was a guy, too.
No.
Oh,
it was a lady. They also squeezed a massive amount of pus from it.
Mm. Thank you, lady.
Merry Christmas, bitch. That is nuts. Too much. You didn't have to tell us that.
Yeah.
Smoking one of my first cigarettes ever, I was in a bathroom at home. My big sister knocked on the bathroom door, trying to hide the cigarette she already smelled. I tried to put it in the toilet quick, but I accidentally put it out on the top of my dong.
Oh, God, guys. We're just dumb. Dumb people.
You can't burn the tip of your dong with a cigarette.
Well, you can.
Little Latina's with us. Hi, Little Latina.
Hey, what's going on?
We're doing good, thanks. We're talking about what happened to your bits that made you wind up in the emergency room.
It wasn't my bits. It was a friend of mine's bits. She had to go to the hospital for frostbite. Her boyfriend decided to use a bomb pop, the original size, like for Star Spangled Banner, Red Wine.
Yeah, delicious summer treat. Yeah.
They thought it was until she got frostbite.
Yeah. Got it right down there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He must have been using it on her for quite a while.
How long could it melt?
How long could it last?
It melted quite quickly, but she still got frostbite.
Yeah. All right, little Latina. Thank you.
Wow. Crazy.
Don't bang your ladies with popsicles. There's your tip of the day.
Descent into madness is complete.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me one of them USA rocket pops from a lady.
Yeah, she got frostbite on her vagine.
You would think it would melt faster than Will was able to give you frostbite.
No, but it'd be freezing. It'd still be freezing until it's gone. I mean, it would be bad.
I don't know why or how they even cooked up that air brain.
I don't either.
I guarantee if I stuck a bomb pop inside of any one of you,
you'd
be real cold. It wouldn't be good.
Okay, this is a weird one. Apparently, Steve, you slept on your donger wrong?
I slept on it wrong. That is correct.
So, what happened?
This was some years ago, maybe 5-6 years ago. My girlfriend and I were sleeping, and I got up. It must have been about 2 a.m. to go to the bathroom. And we had some drinks the night before, but I get to go to the bathroom, and my little shaft, it looks like the blood supply had been cut off to half it. So lengthwise, half it was regular, and the other half it looked like
like white?
The shaft of a little child.
Oh, Jesus.
It shrunk down? It shrunk down?
So I go to the doctor, and, he's like, pull down your pants. I'm kind of laughing. I was like, I don't know what to do with this. I'm like, I'm hoping it just goes back to normal. And he looked at it, and he said, I've never seen anything like that, And I'm like, neither have I. I'm like, the first for me as well, So he gave me an antibiotic. He said, in case there's some kind of infection, here's an antibiotic. And he said, but hopefully the blood flow goes back to it and returns to normal. So it was like that it was all shrunken down, really funky for about 4 hours.
Wait a second.
It started going back to normal.
Just so inside though.
The top of it was normal, like where the head is at.
Uh-huh.
And like then
you squeeze some cookie dough at the beginning of it,
like Play-Doh.
Yeah, I mean, the top of it seemed to be. I didn't really notice anything too funky with the top of it, but it was right down the shaft. Half of it was shrunk down. You know how it gets kind of wrinkly?
Oh yeah,
Half of it was like half of it looked like I just got out of a freezing pool, and the other half looked like I had just gotten done, making love.
That's crazy. I can't even imagine a half a boner. It's almost like a half boner.
Yeah, I was terrified.
Oh, yeah.
My girlfriend wouldn't stop laughing. She just kept staring at it. I was like, I don't know what to do. So it was nothing crazy. And then, it returned to normal, which was a good thing, but it was definitely a scare for some hours.
Wow, that's a tense 4 hours. Tense 4 hours.
It was like a shriveled pool, and half was, what did he say, making love?
And it happened. You think you just like it fell asleep? Like it, you just slept on it wrong? Like you can.
I like to put an arm under the pillow, and sometimes I'll kind of lay on my stomach and put one under my belly. So it's like I don't think I was trying to play with myself at nighttime. I think I just must have. I must have lengthwise slept on a finger or my arm or something, and
Wow.
Crazy.
I mean, nuts, dude. All right, Steven. Thanks for calling in. Chuck is trying to do an illustration of what he thinks. Said penis would have looked like. I'm finding it hard to even visualize it.
I don't understand.
It
looks
what is
like
it?
That.
the love making part and then the wrinkly part.
But he said just one side.
He meant halfway. You squeezed all the blood out of the shaft, and it went back.
Like a shriveled little mess underneath.
And it was just a shriveled mess, but then this part was fully extended. You squeezed all the blood into it, and then it just stayed there.
Dude, he's lucky he didn't, lose his...
I've never heard of that.
I haven't either.
All these years.
But you'd be shocked.
I just like the doctor.
Half of it feels like making love was the best.
That was the best quote.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I like the doctor was like, I have never even seen that.
I mean, half a boner? Can you even? Is there a medical
the top half of the boner?
That's crazy.
Yeah,
it's something to think about. Sometimes I roll over in my sleep and I sleep on my stomach. That's a lot of weight to have on.
Oh, listen, I've made my balls go to sleep.
Yeah, like,
and that's not good.
No, it's not. I've had that happen too.
Pinned my morning wood down like I was wrestling it.
Squished it. You just killed it.
A few more quick calls here. We're talking about what happened to your bits that made you end up in the hospital after two women have been hospitalized for trying to end their periods with a vacuum, literally trying to suck their stuff out of them. Mm-hmm. Darren. Hi, Darren. Good morning.
Hey, fellas. We were playing football one time, and my buddy, he was running with the ball. We tackled him, and he hit his crotch on the pedal of a bike and ripped his bag open.
Ooh.
And had to have one of his boys removed because of it.
Oh, you lost
him. Yeah.
Definitely heard of that.
Yeah, yep. We used to tease him, telling him he was only half the man he thought he was.
Wow. Yeah, I'm sure. Poor man.
Yeah, it's no
fun to have to get the one ball out of there.
Though some people are so dumb. When I was 18, I got crabs. So I sprayed Raid on my junk and was instantly on fire. I jumped in the shower, and I washed it off as fast as possible, but I still ended up with a bunch of blisters all over my stuff, all the way to my beehole.
I got your quads on it. What did you do, Wade?
Hoping they're joking.
They're not. If they're not, I mean, you ever see what Raid does to a bug? Oh, my God.
It can't be good on your junk.
It's a thing. No, you guys, you can find it online. Using Raid for genital warts and different things.
Don't. No.
Genital wart remover. People have tried it.
Jesus Christ.
Mm.
Just, if you're thinking about it, just do it.
Yeah. Come on. Anonymous voice changing from Boston. Good morning.
Hey, how are you guys both?
Penis to you. What's your story?
So my girlfriend came up too far. My penis slid out of her vagina.
Oh, yeah.
She fell down and peeled the tip of my head like a grape. I had to go to the hospital, and the hospital asked me why I was there. I said, I think I ripped my dick.
Okay.
And she was like, take your pants off. And I was like, yeah, with pleasure, drop trowel. And she was like, oh my God, you did.
Mm-hmm.
Put me in a chair, had to asked me if my reefer was crushed. She shoved three Q-tips down all the way down my shaft. Mm-hmm. And I swear there are still handprints in the armrest, and it hurt like heck.
How's your dick, dong?
My dick dong's good. It healed. It looked like I had genital warts. So it was the car tissue that healed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah, just close it back up.
Yep.
That's a
heal.
Yeah.
All right, boys. Love you.
Thanks, man. See ya.
Love you, too.
Take care of that.
Yeah,
thing.
Man. No more cowgirl stuff.
Mm.
You teacher.
Real ban on that.
I'm telling you, grab hips.
One more quick call here. Regular line. Ryan.
Be a belt.
It was
same
your,
tips. Grab
your brother
hips.
That had a problem. Right, Ryan?
Yep. Lisa three-way.
Lisa three-way.
Awesome. So, yeah, unfortunately, it's not my bits. It's my brother's. So, my brother's about 15 years old in high school. He wakes up one day and he has something on his junk. So he runs crying to my mom, Mommy, I have STD, I have STD, you know, the whole shebang. So she ends up taking him to the doctor's. He whips his pants down, the doctor looks at it for a minute. She licks her finger and wipes off toothpaste from his junk. And long story short, my brother was a virgin, thought he had STDs and just had toothpaste on his, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Is your brother mentally challenged?
No, but the doctor used
to fully functioning, unfortunately.
Wow. Yeah. Weird doctor to just, man.
The doctor doesn't do a taste test.
No, they just wiped it off.
Yeah, they just
used the old
off.
Finger tongue wipe
licked
technique.
It off with
just
a little,
like a mom.
A little spit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real stupid world out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's bad.
I told you guys.
And I got to tell you, the last person that I would be running to if I thought I had an STD would be my mom.
I don't know.
Hey, Mom, do I have an STD? No, I'm not asking my mom that question.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think you just go right to the doctor.
Yeah. Skip that step, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Let's hope, hey,
the message here tonight, guys, be careful how you sleep on your dong.
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
Because you could wake up and half of it could feel like making love and the other half.
Yeah. It's like wake a up with Popeye's arm down there.
Forever, you don't want
that.
Forever.
You don't want that.
You don't.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.